And now, before the next program, here is a warning to shipping.
Look out, shipping!
And now, before the next program, we still have 15 seconds left, so that's just time to pay you three new LPs. The Wit of Jimmy Young, the complete Tony Blackburn gag book, and 16 hilarious cricketing stories read by members of the MCC. Including Ian Smith, Spyro Agnew, and Adolf Hitler. All these are now available on 2-inch short playing records, guaranteed to make your party go with a poof. And now, before the next program, which is the 10 o'clock music, here is some light orchestral news. The Prime Minister said today in Parliament...
All right, already, put your hands up.
Oh, that's up there.
Nobody move. This is a hijack.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, Fred.
All right, cut the jokes.
Don't worry, they will.
And keep your hands above your waist. I don't want any of that, Brooke Taylor. Right now. Take this studio to Cuba.
What?
We're claiming the station on behalf of the Radio Prune People's Democratic Full Popular Frontal Radio. Nobody will get hurt as long as Broadcasting House touches down at Havana Airport by tea time already.
Don't look so worried. I'm only joking.
Yes, well, in case you hadn't already guessed, those wacky, zany, cookie, fun-loving lads and a lass are back again with another session of mild undergraduate humor. Yes, folks, it's I'm sorry, I'll...
No. Stop it. Hold everything.
I said not that.
What do you think you're doing?
This is the Director General of the BBC Radio speaking.
This is the Director General of BBC Radio speaking.
Told you so.
Now, you just can't come sneaking back on my radio station like that. Where have you all been for the past year? Come on, where have you been?
Television.
Television? What television?
Well, sir, it's a sort of radio with pictures, sir.
Rubbish. It'll never catch on.
We've been doing the goodies, sir.
And Monty Python's flying circus.
And the wives of Henry VIII.
What?
Never heard of them. They sound silly. Silly! All right, come on, confess. You've been earning money, haven't you? Haven't you, yeah?
Yes, sir.
I thought so. Aren't you ashamed of yourselves?
Yes, sir, we're ashamed.
Well, don't you come crawling back to me. I've said it before. People who want to earn money have no place on BBC Radio. There were once some chaps who did a program called The Goon Show, you know. They started wanting to earn money, and they've never worked for radio since.
But we only want to do one little show.
No, you'll never work for radio again. Never. What do you say to that? Right, shut up. All right. There will now be a repeat of Mrs. Dale's diary.
No. Not that. Please, kind sir, let us do just one little show for old time's sake.
This is it. We promised not to mention Tony Blackburn.
Who?
Tony Blackburn.
No, you promised not to mention him.
Sorry.
We'll take a cut in salary. We'll work for £5 less. £5 less? That means you'll all pay me £2 then.
Yes, anything. Just let us do our humble little show.
Well, can you remember how to make a radio audience laugh?
Yes, I'm sure we can do it.
All right. You can do the show if you can make them laugh in 5 seconds. Starting from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Knickers!
No. No, that's no good. It's got to be clean.
Clean knickers!
All right. Fair enough. You can do it.
Hey! Okay, here we go, chaps. Play the signature tune.
At last, after all these years, the strain of the Angus Prune tune proves too much for Dave Lee and the boys.
Boys, yeah.
As Simrock Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Ken, and Bilotti bring you a little seasonal cheer.
Hooray!
In a special New Year edition of...
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Again!
Ladies and gentlemen, unless you have a better name for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
For the first and only time, we bring you 45 minutes of 1971 style full frontal radio.
Full frontal radio. Everybody should tune into it. Full frontal radio. Coming on radio. prune, let's do it! Take off your coat, what it's all about. Take off your pants, let it all hang out. Paul Frontal Radio, coming on Radio Prune. Well, folks, in 1970 we went full frontal. Now in 1971, Radio Prune brings you Full Frontal Radio in drag, featuring the news in briefs, lift up your skirts, and a new panel game, many a gym slip, compared by Nicholas Parsons and more of the biggest drags in show business. It's all here on Full Frontal Radio in drag.
Coming on Radio Prune.
As we stand here on the threshold of 1971, let us turn round and see what is behind us. Don't do that.
The team of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again have been at it for 7 years now. And they've been doing the program for a long time.
Through 7 years and 9 series, we have sweated and toiled to write and perform over 50 hours of material. And always we have striven to make it ever fresh, subtle, and sophisticated. And yet, even now, people stop us in the street and say, when's Spot coming back? Or even, do your grimbling voice. It makes you sick. You rabble don't care about the clever stuff. All you want are these inane catchphrases. Right, you can have them. Here they come. A whole putrid lot.
Thank you, John Cleese. In 1965, we brought you...
Ferrets.
In 1966...
How did you do, honey?
1967...
Four? In 1968...
Gibbons. In 1970.
OBE.
Right, that's that lot done with. It's like feeding time at the zoo.
Now, did any of you spot...
What?
Shut up. Did any of you notice the deliberate omission?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Tim Brooke Taylor speaking. Tim Brooke Taylor, I'm the one who does Lady...
That was the clue. She may be on later if he pays up. We are now going to relive one of the highlights of 1970. So over to the Royal Albert Hall, where the Miss World contest is nearing its final stooges.
Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall, where the audience are getting really excited. It's certainly going to be difficult to decide between these many girls. They all look exactly the same. Many people called the Miss World contest a cattle show.
It's a cattle show!
Is it a cattle show? Well, judge for yourselves as the lovelies are led out onto the stage.
Go on, giddy up there now. Get along there. Up on that stage. This way you dozy animals.
Don't you do that in the orchestra pit, my dear. Now, keep it going. You won't get no hay.
Moo!
Don't answer back either.
Now the contestants are led back into their stalls for a well-earned rub-down and a bucket of water. We'll be seeing some of them again soon when the judges have decided whom to call back for the final six. And what a difficult job the judges are going to have. There certainly weren't six I'd like to see again.
In a few moments, we'll have Bob Hope to entertain you. But at the moment, the giant cranes are having some difficulty lowering his cue cards from the ceiling. We're also looking forward to an impressive display of old time demonstrating from the Women's Liberation Formation protesting team.
But for the moment, let's see how the judging is getting on. Many people say Miss World is a fix.
It's a fix!
Is it a fix? I'd say no. But if you slip me £5, I'd say yes. Anyway, without further ado, let's meet the carefully rigged...
Ooh!
Selected panel of utterly impartial international judges. There are 8 in all, and so as not to prejudice the judging, they do not reveal which country they come from. Let's meet them.
Judge number one.
Good evening. Long live Heligoland.
Number two.
Hello. Long live Heligoland.
Number three.
How do you do? Long live Heligoland.
Number four.
Long live Heligoland.
Five, six, seven,
long
and eight.
Long live Heligoland.
Heligoland. Well, those are the judges. They are, in fact, the Prime Minister of Heligoland and his cabinet. They are. They very generously stepped in at short notice since Katie Boyle, Peter Dimmock, and the rest are unfortunately tied up in the Heligoland embassy.
Anyway, if we creep behind the scenes to see how the judging is getting on, we'll find that they are very rapidly choosing the contestants for the final round and putting the others out of their misery. Well, it's kinder to them, really.
And now we gather the judges have decided on the final six, and they are...
Number two.
Miss South Heligoland.
Number six.
Miss Heligoland South.
Number 12.
Miss North Heligoland.
Number 24.
Miss East Heligoland.
Number 32.
Miss West Heligoland.
Number 57.
Miss all the other bits of Heligoland.
Well, this means that the whole of the female population of Heligoland has reached the final stage. Any minute now, we should have the winner, and it is...
Miss World is Miss Heligoland South.
Well, I'm sure everyone here agrees with that decision.
Boo!
Although I suppose we may get a little of the usual controversy, since it is a fact that this year's Miss World is the niece of one of the judges, the daughter of another, married to another, the mother of two of them, and is giving French lessons to the other three.
However, she's really looking starry-eyed as last year's winner comes forward and crowns her. Typical of the spirit of the girls in this contest that Miss England has come forward to Miss Heligoland and put her arms round her neck.
And so, as a fitting climax to this annual cavalcade of beauty, let's take one last look at this sparkling line of lovelies. Yes, here they are, Lionel Bleh and his boys, to sing their tribute to Les Girls.
Come on, lads, are you ready?
Yeah!
John, straighten your tights.
Whoops, oh, damn, I got a ladder.
No, let me climb up it.
Cheeky cat.
Oh. Now, that's enough.
It's not enough.
Now, come on.
Butch voices, right? Right.
Heart face.
One, two, three.
Lay girls.
Just show us the way to...
Lay girls.
Let's do it the way I'm a red-blooded fella with hair on my chest. I got my hat, got my cane.
And a pink woolly vest.
Lay girls.
I'm simply astounded.
Lay girls.
I'm completely surrounded by dimpled cheeks and beautiful curls.
Lay girls. Lay girls.
As butch as the next man.
I'm the next man.
Lay girls.
Oh, that's what they call us.
Lay girls.
The way the gentlemen's chorus.
I love the way they wiggle. Love their big blue eyes. I love their loca dresses.
Oh, just my son.
Lay girls.
I want to kiss them quick.
Lay girls.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Diamonds, rubies, and pearls.
And me.
Lego, Lego.
Oh, you'll do a lot of things you never knew you could do. If you'll only let a woman get a hold of you. Boy, she'll make you a man.
Will she make me one too?
Lego, Lego.
Director General here again. We don't want any Nancy Poulter nonsense on the BBC. No, let's have some nice seasonal entertainment. How about some jolly Christmassy songs? Eh? It's not too late for those.
Did you realize that many of the Christmas songs we know today began life as bawdy Yuletide ballads?
Never, never. You're leading to a sketch. Never.
Here are some of the original versions. The offending words, or good bits, have of course been deleted.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny you ever saw it, you would even say all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him. They never let poor Rudolph join in any game.
for Christmas if me too. Me too. Gee, if I could only have me too, then I could.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your
into 1971. Let us pause to remember the year gone by.
1970?
Correct. Yes. Radio Prune now brings you a retrospect of 1970.
The year began the way we all expected it to, with January.
1970 was a great year for BBC Radio.
It is now estimated that by the end of this year, there will be 437 local radio stations, two or three of which can be picked up by any member of the general public using a code breaker and a 20-foot radar scanner.
The latest local radio station to be opened is on the island of Skerry in the Outer Hebrides and will serve a population of 10,000 seabirds, four seals, and a vole. The three-man team of Radio Skerry are the first people to inhabit the island since it was joined to the mainland in the early Ice Age. But things are really swinging now.
Right, now here's the schedule for this week. I'll be the newsreader, you be the disc jockey, and you be the listener.
1970 was also a great year for sport.
The South African cricket tour was cancelled and cricket fans had their happiest summer for years. They didn't have to watch any boring test matches. Football, and in late spring, England lost the World Cup. Many people said that a lot of bad feeling against England was caused by the way that Sir Alf Ramsey treated reporters' questions. We asked Sir Alf about this.
What's it to do with you? Push off, get stuff. The Argentinians are animals. The press are liars. Nobby's style is beautiful. And I am immortal. 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 Give me a kick, I'm stuck. Immortal. 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 Thank you. Bottle of beer. Bottle of beer. Who's a pretty boy? Bottle of beer. Who's a pretty boy?
Sir Alf Ramsey will soon be retiring and taking up his old job as a speak your weight machine.
Also, late in 1970, we saw the fight of the year in the Rugby League International between England and Australia. We bring you the highlights.